Today, the tafsir from Faculty of Engineering Mosque Ahmadu Bello University Zaria continues from Ayat 59 in Surat Qasas. Ustaz Abdul Mumin Yakubu will recite the Holy Quran while Professor Abdullah Lukene will conduct the tafsir. Inshallah. Bismillah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وكم أهلكنا من قرية بطلت معيشتها فتلك مساكنهم لم تسكن من بعدهم إلا قليلا وكنا نحن الوارثين.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم ملك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما أغلق والقاتم لما سبق ناصر الحق والحق والهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم وعلى آله حق قدره ومقداره العظيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. وكما هلكنا من قرية بطرت معيشتها وتلك مساكنهم لم تسكن من بعدهم إلا قليلا وكنا نحن الوارثين. Allah Ta'ala is telling us that these people are saying that if they were to follow the Prophet in his guidance, then they are going to have problem of how to live their lives, because people are coming to their town, they are coming to Mecca with their idols, with all they want, and they bring along with them wealth. If now they now say that they cannot come and do their obscene behaviors, they cannot come with their idols, where would they get their wealth? Allah is telling them. وَكَمَا هَلَكْنَا مِنْ كَرْيَةٍ. How many is it that a nation that we have perished? بَتْرَتْ مَعِيشَتَهَا. They were wallowing in luxury, in pomp and pageantry. وَتِلْكَ مَسَاكِنُهُمْ. Look at their buildings that they left behind. لَمْ تُسْكَمْ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. Nobody is now living in those buildings except just little people that come, maybe for tourism and the rest. In all these cases that we perish a nation, that land, it came back to us. We are the one that inherited the land again. So it's not true that because you follow guidance, Allah will deny you your wealth. It's when you perpetuate in injustice that Allah will remove the world that he has given you.
وَمَا كَانَ رَبُّكَ مُهْلِكَ الْقُرَى حَتَّى يَبْعَثَ فِي أُمِّهَا رَسُولًا يَتْلُو عَلَيْهِمُ آيَاتِنَا وَمَا كُنَّا مُهْلِكِي الْقُرَى إِلَّا وَأَهْلُهَا ظَالِمُونَ.
وَمَا كَانَ رَبُّكَ مُهْلِكَ الْقُرَى حَتَّى يَبْعَثَ فِي أُمِّهَا رَسُولًا يَتْلُو عَلَيْهِمُ آيَاتِنَا وَمَا كُنَّا مُهْلِكِي الْقُرَى إِلَّا وَأَهْلُهَا ظَالِمُونَ. Allah has his own sunnah. He has his own tradition. O Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, it is not for your Lord to perish a community until he has sent to the mother of the cities a messenger that will rehearse and teach them our signs and our messages. وَمَا كُنَّا مُغْلِقِ الْقُرَيْدِ. It is not our tradition that we perish a nation إِلَّا وَأَهْلَهَا ظَالِمُونَ, except if the inhabitants of those nation are engrossed in injustice and mischief. This is what Allah is saying. Here, Allah is giving an indication here that first lost lover, Samakan Rabuka Mokulikal Kore, Hatayat Atafi Ummiha Rasula, that Makkah that you are sent to is the mother of all cities. Is the mother of all cities. So the first lost lama is sent to the mother of all cities. The reason is this: whenever anything is going to be done in any country or any town, if it's in a local government, it is the local government headquarters that it will start from. Then it will go back to every nook and corner. If it's a state issue, it will start from the state capital, then it will go to every nook and corner. If it's a national issue, it will start from the national capital, and then from there, it will go to all the nooks and corners. That's why when you have a national issue, you go to the state to discuss it. If you have a world issue, a universal issue, then where do you go to discuss it? You have to go to the capital of the world. Here, today, the United Nations, they chose New York as their own capital. But Allah chose Makkah as the capital of the world, the whole of this world. Every part of the world, the first place to be created is that land, Makkah. From there, all the other land extended until it becomes complete. And the first building that was founded on earth is that Kaaba, which means any message that comes from there will go to the whole of the world. This is an indication that all the earlier prophets that was sent specifically to a city. But the Prophet now, Hatta Yaba'atha Fi Ummiha Rasula, is now being sent to the mother of all the cities, which means his message is for the whole world to take. وَمَا كُنَّا مُولِكَ الْقُرَيْ إِلَّا وَأَهْلُهَا ظَالِمُونَ. This Allah is saying that he does not destroy any nation except the nation is engrossed in injustice. This is why our ulamas have continuously said that a government may endure, a system may endure, even if the leadership, they are disbelievers and they are atheists or people that don't worship Allah. But if the leaders or whoever they are involved in injustice, then that system will not endure. Which means all of us, we have to be very careful to know that injustice can make us to lose wherever we are. When we see injustice, we should try to stand up and fight against it. Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he said, مَنْ رَأَى مِنْكُمْ مُنْكَرًا فَلْيُغَيِّرْهُ بِيَدِهِ وَإِنْ لَمْ يَسْتَطِعْ فَبِلِسَانِهِ وَإِنْ لَمْ يَسْتَطِعْ فَبِقَلْبِهِ وَذَٰلِكَ أَضْعَفُ الْإِيمَانِ. Whoever sees what is wrong in a community, he should try to stop it with his hand. Where he has the capacity to stop it with his hand, like in your house, like around you. But where he does not have the capacity to stop it with his hand, then for bilisanihi, he should send a message, talk or write, where you know if you talk or you write, you will not be in danger. Let people know that what you are sensing in the community is wrong. Maybe by the time you say something or you write something, maybe Allah will make them to hear. If you know that you don't have the capacity to write, you don't have the capacity to speak, you are not in those positions, then your heart should hate it. Because if your heart hates it, maybe Allah will take that message from your heart and answer your prayers. All this is very important. It's also important for us that we always follow whatever the Prophet ﷺ said in every respect. In another place, the Prophet, he said, "Unsur akhaka zaliman aw mazluman," assist your brother, whether he is the one oppressing people or he's the one being oppressed. The Sahaba, they said, "Oh Prophet ﷺ, when we have a brother that he is being oppressed, we can go and assist him. But the one oppressing, how do we assist an oppressor?" By holding him from to stop him from oppressing. So whenever you are in government or you are outside government, if it's your relative, you see him doing something wrong, is call him and tell him. Because that injustice can bring the whole nation to crisis. وَمَا كُنَّا مُهُلِكَ الْقُرَى إِلَّا وَأَهْلُهَا ظَالِمُونَ. Allah said, I don't perish a nation except its people are engrossed in injustice and mischief.
وَمَا أُوتِيتُم مِّن شَيْءٍ فَمَتَاعُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَزِينَتُهَا وَمَا عِندَ اللَّهِ خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ.
وَمَا أُوتِيتُم مِّن شَيْءٍ فَمَتَاعُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَمَا عِندَ اللَّهِ خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala is now telling us, وَمَا أُوتِيتُم مِّن شَيْءٍ Min shay'in, anything little that I have given you, whatever it is that you think you have been given, فَمَتَاعُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا is just an enjoyment of this lower world, dunya, lower world. وَمَا عِندَ اللَّهِ خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى. What is with Allah is better and more lasting. أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. Don't you use your intellect to think? Here, we are now being told, let's not allow that we are going to lose just a small portion of this world, then we refuse to follow the path of Allah. Whatever you are given in this world, whatever it is, no matter how big, even if you are given a trillion today, it's just, as far as Allah is concerned, it's shay'un, it's just something. Something is nothing. But what is with Allah, no matter how small it is very big. In another place, Allah said, وَيُثِرُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى. People, they used to put more emphasis in seeking this world, but the hereafter is better and more lasting. So all this, Allah is telling us that we don't come to the world and put our attention. Yes, we have to look for money, we have to look for food, we have to look for clothes, we have to look for our house, we have to look for what we are going to ride, we have to look for positions, but all this, we are looking for it to assist us in the work we came to the world to do. They are not the ultimate by themselves. But people that don't believe in the hereafter, gayatuhum ad-dunya, their ultimate is the world. That is why when they die, they feel at loss, because that is what that was the ultimate that they were working for. That's why some of them try their best, even if they will increase their age by 1 year. Whatever they can do to increase it, they will increase it. But in our own case, we should take this world and whatever is in it as an assistance for us to do what brought us to this world. And what brought us to this world? To worship Allah. Make tasbihi. Make say la ilaha illallah. Say a 5 times daily prayer. When we have money to do zakah, when we have money to go to Hajj, when the month of Ramadan comes, to fast, to do good to people, to avoid doing bad. These are the things Allah asks us to do. For us to do all these things is why we are here. So what to mean sharing from Matawal Hayati Dunya. So whatever you are given is sharing, it's just small. So whoever the person is, don't bother about what is given. He will either leave that thing in this world, or those that thing will leave him and go somewhere else. We have been talking to you. Will you not sit down and use your intellect to think?
أَفَمَنْ وَعَدْنَاهُ وَعْدًا حَسَنًا فَهُوَ لَاقِيهِ كَمَنْ مَتَّعْنَاهُ مَتَاعَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا ثُمَّ هُوَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ مِنَ الْمُحْضَرِينَ.
أَفَمَنْ وَعَدْنَاهُ وَعْدًا حَسَنًا فَهُوَ لَاقِيهِ كَمَنْ مَتَّعْنَاهُ مَتَاعُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا ثم هو يوم القيامة من المحضرين. الله تبارك وتعالى is now asking, bring your brain, think, look at these two possibilities. أَمَّنْ وَعَدْنَاهُ وَعَدًا حَسَنًا. This one that we promised him, a good promise, فَهُوَ لَاكِيهِ. And for sure, that promise, he will meet with it. كَمَنْ مَتَعَنَاهُ مَتَعَ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا. Is he comparable to this one that we have allowed to enjoy this world just for a little time? ثُمَّ هُوَ. Then after that, he, يوم القيامة, on the day of judgment, من المحضرين, he will be among those that are arraigned before Allah as guilty. Are these people the same thing? They are not the same thing. So Allah is asking us, when we see somebody doing extravagance, showing pomposity, carrying out all the things that rich men do, or people that are in big position do, we should remember that Allah has promised us paradise. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ كَانَتْ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتُ الْفِرْدَوْسِ نُزُلًا. Those that have believed in Allah and the Prophet and do good work, their abode is paradise. This paradise that Allah promises, فَهُوَ لَكِهِ, they are going to get it. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمْ خَيْرُ الْبَرِيَّةِ. جزاهم عند ربهم جنات عدن تجري من تحتها الانهار خالدين فيها ابدا رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه ذلك لمن خشي ربه. Anybody that believes in Allah, believes in the Prophet, and does good work, Allah says that these are the best of people in this world. What is their reward? جزاهم عند ربهم جنات عدن. They are going to have paradise that is forever. They will abide inside this paradise forever. Allah will be pleased with them in that paradise, and they will be pleased with Allah. This promise is for those that khashiya rabbah, that fears Allah. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ وَالْمُشْرِكِينَ فِي نَارِ جَهَنَّمَ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أُولَٰئِكَ هُمْ شَرُّ الْبَرِيَّةِ. After we have said this, those that disbelieve, whether they are people of the book, Christians, or they are those that are worshipping idols, or they are Jews, all of them, if they disbelieve in the message that is being said, these people are going to go to hell, and they are the worst of the creation. So who is worse, who is more unjust than the one that takes what you have created and now tell you that that you have created is your son? You created a car. The car is very beautiful. Everybody is coming to see it. Everybody is praising this car. Then somebody will tell you that this car is beautiful. It's like your son. Or, you know, it's your son. This one is now abusing you. So let us be very careful that the promise of Allah is coming. Then the people that are in this world, their enjoyment is going to end. On the day of judgment, when the guilty ones will be brought to answer, they will be among the guilty ones. Soon Allah will tell us how those guilty ones will be brought to stand before Allah.
وَيَوْمَ يُنَادِيهِمْ فَيَقُولُ أَيْنَ شُرَكَائِيَ الَّذِينَ كُنْتُمْ تَزْعُمُونَ.
وَيَوْمَ يُنَادِيهِمْ فَيَقُولُ أَيْنَ شُرَكَائِيَ الَّذِينَ كُنْتُمْ تَزْعُمُونَ. وَيَوْمَ يُنَادِيهِمْ, all the people that mata'anahu mata'a al-hayati dunya, that we have allowed to live in this world, and they took this world for its ultimate goal, they just enjoying it, perverting in it. وَيَوْمَ يُنَادِيهِمْ, the day that they will be called, فَيَقُولُ, it will be said to them. What will be said to them? أَيْنَ شُرَكَائِيَ الَّذِينَ كُنْتُمْ تَزْعُمُونَ. Where are those my partners that you associate in my divinity? Where are they? Because today, everybody that you look for, everybody is looking for money or position. Everybody is looking for money or position. Even if you go to civil servants, that is your own fellow civil servant, they are sometimes worse than the politicians. A civil servant For example, he is working, he knows he's going to die, or he's going to retire. For him to prepare the pension of his own fellow civil servant, he wants you to bribe him. For him to prepare the entitlements of his own fellow civil servant that died, he wants you to bribe him. This is what is going on everywhere. Does he have any common sense? What is he looking for? Money. People will take their CVs, prepare it from one big man to another big man to another big man. They want this position. They want that position. What are they looking for? Position. Where they are now, they have no position. They have, but they are not satisfied with it. Do they have common sense? A lot of them don't have common sense. Some of them that have common sense, when they look for money they don't get through halal, they come back and sit down. They thank Allah and continue with what they have. When they look for position and they couldn't get it, they thank God, they come back and continue with what they have. But some others, they will go to soothsayers, to cults, to people that will tell them that they can divinate and see into the future. What can I do to get these things? Then now, you are now associating partners with God. Allah does not reveal his hidden secrets to anybody except those that he chose. Then you now go, they tell you, do this, do this. Some will even go to the extent, after looking for money, they don't get it. They say, if you go to this soothsayer or this medicine man, he can make medicine for you. Oh, he will go. The person will tell him, you will have to sacrifice your son for. So which of them? Say, the one that you love most. Oh, if I do that, I will get it. Yes, he will go ahead. They will ask him to either bring the son, they will kill the son directly, or they will use a magical means to kill the son. Then he will be given something, put underneath the bed, or put in a particular room. Whenever he enters, demons will bring money and cough it out for them. What is he looking for? Just money. He is now giving the power that Allah confers on himself to somebody else. Satan will make sure that they try their best to give him his need. On the day of judgment, all these people that did not look for power through the correct way, that did not look for money through the correct way, that did not look for children through the correct way, that did not look for whatever they want to get in this world through the correct way, it will be asked them, you believed, you had a belief that there are people that can ordain things in this world aside me, Allah. Where are they?
قال الذين حق عليهم القول ربنا هؤلاء الذين أغوينا أغويناهم كما غوينا تبرأنا إليك ما كانوا إيانا يعبدون
قال الذين حق عليهم القول ربنا هؤلاء الذين أغوينا أغويناهم كما غوينا تبرأنا إليك ما كانوا إيانا يعبدون. On that day, قال الذين حق عليهم القول, it is those that used to go to soothsayers, it is those that used to go to shrines, to cultists that have been asked questions before they could even have time to answer. The ones that know that there is already a proof on them, because by the time Allah says this, أَيْنَ شِرَكَايَ الَّذِينَ كُنْتُمْ تَزْعُمُونَ, which it is already established that there were people they used to call other than Allah or along with Allah. The shuraka themselves are the ones to come out now. The idols, whether they are stones, the jinnu, whether they are jinnu, the shrine oracles, all of them say, قال الذين حق عليهم القول ربنا هو أعلم هؤلاء الذين أغوينا these people that we caused to go astray أغوينا هم كما أغوينا we caused them to stray just like we already we are on the stray path تبرانا إليك today we abandon them we come to you God ما كنا إيانا يعبدون even though we caused them to stray they say they are worshiping us we don't accept that they are worshiping us What is happening here is this. Like we said yesterday, if you say you want to learn Quran and you don't stand up to go to a teacher teaching you Quran, if you stand in your sit down in your house, would you understand Quran? No. If you hear that the Quran is being taught in the radio, you did not tune the radio, would you be able to hear anything? No. But if you stand up, you take yourself to the school, then you wanted guidance, you have gone to where Allah has put guidance, then you get guidance. If a person wants money or position, no matter how Satan, how the oracleists, how the cultists, no matter how much they advertise, whether in websites or whatever, if they don't go to them, can they come to him where he is in his house and force him to do the sacrifice? No. He was the one that went to them on his volition. He was not forced. This is what these oracles are saying. This is what these idols are saying. Oh Allah, we are already lost. We are already not on the way. We know that. But they came to us to guide, to take them to the way we are on. That's why we assisted them to take them astray, the way we are astray. But they said they were worshiping us. Allah, don't believe them. Tabarana ilayka. We come back to you. They are not worshiping us. Look at this proof. That they themselves, they were oracles. They are saying that they are coming back to Allah. So let us be very careful. Allah created you and gave you the faculty and gave you the strength to stand up or sit down, to look or not to look, to hear or not to hear. To go somewhere or not to go anywhere. You don't go to a person you know has taken the wrong path. Then you come and say tomorrow. You are not standing on a bad footing. You are standing on a bad footing because you have gone to where you know is wrong. That day, the idols, the oracles, all of them will deny that they cause you to go, that you worship them. They will agree they caused you to go astray, but you went to them. Ma kanu yana yabudun. It is not us, O Allah, that they were worshiping.
وَقِيلَ دَعُوا شُرَكَاءَكُمْ فَدَعَوْهُمْ فَلَمْ يَسْتَجِيبُوا لَهُمْ وَرَأَوُوا الْعَذَابِ لو أنهم كانوا يهتدون
وقيل ادعوا شركاءكم فدعوهم فلم يستجيبوا لهم وروا العذاب لو أنهم كانوا يهتدون Now, they were asked question. وَيَوْمَ يُنَادِيهِمْ أَيْنَ شُرَكَائِيَ الَّذِينَ كُنْتُمْ تَزْعُمُونَ Before they could answer, the shuraka themselves, they have answered. Then they will now be asked again, Wakila. They will now be asked, it Ushuraka Akum, Fada'ahum, call this your partners that look at what they have said. You are not worshipping them. We know you are not worshipping us. Allah will say, call them, Fada'ahum. They will call their idols, they will call their oracles, they will call the jinn that they used to sacrifice for. فَلَمْ يَسْتَجِيبُوا لَهُمْ And this fool will not answer them in any way. And when they find out that the jinn did not answer them, they will look everywhere is punishment, torment, suffering. The hell is here. Hell is there. Hell is there. وَارَوَ الْأَزَالَ لَوْ أَنَّهُمْ كَانُوا يَعْتَدُونَ Then they will just be thinking, in the world, why that I was guided? Why that I was guided? you are guided, you refuse guidance. Even now, the radio, if you are hearing the radio now, you are guided. If you go out every morning, you see the sun, you are guided. These people that you went to assist you, to get these things for you, if they could help themselves, they wouldn't be where they are. But all they did was just to assign one genie to you, or assign one evil person to you, and then they will go and take it for you, or assign a corrupt person to you. All this Allah is telling us. Let us look for things that we are going to look for through the normal way. Even if we are sick, let us go and look for medicines through the normal way. If we want money, let us look for it through the normal way. If we want position, let us look for it through the normal way. Let us not go through the abnormal way, because the desire for that thing is strong in our heart. Then we will not be guided. On the day of judgment, we will be faced with suffering and torment surrounding us. We know people have to enter it. And those that have done wrong are the ones to enter it. And there will be no way out. So can we have to
وَيَوْمَ يُنَادِيهِمْ فَيَقُولُ مَاذَا أَجَبْتُمُ الْمُرْسَلِينَ
وَيَوْمَ يُنَادِيهِمْ فَيَقُولُ مَاذَا أَجَبْتُمُ الْمُرْسَلِينَ And the day they will all be called unto, فَيَقُولُ, it will be said to them. What will be said to them? مَاذَا أَجَبْتُمُ الْمُرْسَلِينَ What was the answer you gave to my message bearers? The first one, وَيَمَا يُنَادِيهِمْ فَيَقُولُ أَيْنَ شَرَكَائِيَ الَّذِينَ كُنْتُمْ تَزْعُمُونَ You used to associate partners with Allah, isn't it? They were asked. This one now, all those that refuse to listen to the prophet will have to answer this. As long as you refuse to answer the prophets, you have to answer this. Whether you had an idol you are following, or not idol you are following, or it is your heart that was your own idol, all. وَيَوْمَ يُنَادِيهِمْ فَيَقُولُ مَاذَا أَجَبْتُمُ الْمُرْسَلِينَ This, my message bearers, what was your answer to them? Look, let us take it from our own selves. You have your children. These are your children. You take them to school. And you tell them to face their studies. And all the time, they see how much you sacrifice for them to go to school. Sometimes you're not able to eat the best food in the house just because you have to pay their school fees. You're not able to wear the best dresses just because you have to pay their school fees. There are even, at times, some of your mates have built houses. You have not built houses because you are paying school fees. You are taking them to school. You are driving them to school. Or you are asking somebody to come and use motorcycle to take them to school. These your children. Are they not seeing how you are suffering? If they now go and they refuse to obey you, have they done well? Allah sent the prophets to us. Look at Moses. We have just discussed him. Moses left a palace as a prince with everything that you want. And he went to Anabi Shaib. Look at the time he was now sent back to Pharaoh. He did not go to look for any house to stay in. He did not care about clothes. All he bothered was the message of Allah that sent him. And you can see he suffered all the time to make sure that he delivered this message. And all that suffering, he did it because of you. And you did not answer him. Then when we come to Jesus Christ, alayhi salatu wasalam, may Allah salat be on him. Look at this noble man. Throughout his life, he's always smiling. So that people will be encouraged to listen to him. He has no house of his own. When he stands in the morning, he's just calling people to God. Come and worship Allah, the one that created me and created you. This is his message. Come and worship Allah, the one that created me and created you. Don't worship other things apart from Allah. He will be going around. He will go from this village to that village. Wherever the night comes to him, that's where he will sleep. He had no house. Whatever kind of food he finds on the way, that's what he eats. after all these sufferings, then you refuse to listen to him. Are you fair? Then look at the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He came to Mecca. He was loved within his people. Up to the age of 40, everybody calls him Al-Amin. He has a wife who is very rich. He was living in opulence in an upstairs building. All those, by the time he started the message of Allah, he was forced to abandon the city. He immigrated. He suffered. There are times for 3 days there will be no food that is cooked in his house. You cannot see a smoke coming out of his house because there is no food to be cooked. But there was never a moment he stopped preaching the word of God. People will bring word to him because they want to stop him. He will have to defend himself. Immediately he has any wealth, he will either use it to emancipate his followers or he will use it to give out to those poor people that were surrounding him. If food is brought to him, like Abu Huraira would say, he will not eat until he makes sure that those surrounding him eat first. All this he suffered. Did you answer him? Maza ajabtumul mursaleen. What answer did you give to those that I sent to you? And we are still extending those messages now. You listen to it. What is your answer? Wallahi, one day you are going to be brought before Allah to account for it. You are given ears to hear. You have heard. You are given eyes to hear, to see. You have seen. What answer did you give to those that were sent to you?
فَعَمِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَنْبَاءُ يَوْمَئِذٍ فَهُمْ لَا يَتَسَاءَلُونَ
فَعَمِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَنْبَاءُ يَوْمَئِذٍ فَهُمْ لَا يَتَسَاءَلُونَ فَعَمِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَنْبَاءُ Such day يَوْمَئِذٍ When they are brought before and arraigned before God, and they are asked this question, where are the idols that you are worshipping? Where, how did you answer the messages, my message bearers? What was your answer to them? That day, فَأَمْيَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَنْبَاءُ All information will be blank. Their mind will be completely blank. وَهُمْ لَا يَتَسَاءَلُونَ They will not be able to even ask any person. All those that in the world, they used to go together, be talking frivolities that did not allow them to answer the prophets that day. All of them are there. What can they say? Because their minds, their hands, وَيَوْمَ تُكَلِّمُنَا أَيْدِيهِمْ وَتَشْهَدُ أَرْجُلُهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ Their hands will say that they were in this world, they spent time in this world, and they had enough time to listen to the message of Allah, they refused to listen. But they were engaged in frivolities that were just passed. They were engaged in seeking for position, going to the wrong way. They were engaged in just material hayat dunya, only what they will enjoy in this world, how to get good food, how to get good clothes, how to get good houses, how to get good rice. That's all that concerned them. Their hands will be saying it. Their legs will be saying it. Their mouth will be saying it. This is what you did in the world. Then what is which answer? Who will they ask now to come and defend them? They will have nobody to turn to from La Tisa alone, let alone for them to ask and for them to be answered.
فَأَمَّا مَنْ تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا فَعَسَى أَنْ يَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُفْلِحِينَ
فَأَمَّا مَنْ تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا فَعَسَى أَنْ يَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُفْلِحِينَ Allah is now saying, Allah that created you, always he says, his name is Ar-Rahman, his name is Ar-Rahim. He is the compassionate one, he is the most merciful one. فَأَمَّا مَنْ تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا But those that repent, immediately they hear messages. They used to follow idols. They used to go to oracles and say, Oh Allah, today we have left this. We are not going to go back to this. وَآمَنَ And they believe. وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا And they go ahead and they do good work. فَأَسَيْ أَنْ يَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُفْلِحِينَ. For sure, these people are going to be among those that are prosperous on the day of judgment. One day, the Sahabas, they traveled. They came to a small peninsula, an island. By the time they entered it, they met there a man, all alone, staying in the island, worshipping idol, staying there. They asked him, "You stay in this island?" He said, "Yes, I stay in this island." "Alone?" He said, "Yes." "But why are you worshipping idol?" He said, "That is what he inherited worshipping." He said, "No. We are advising you, worship the one that created this heaven you are seeing, this sun you are seeing, this earth that you are in. He's also the one that created you." The man looked at them and said, "This is a very big message. How did people come about this knowledge?" "The prophet was sent by the Creator, and he came and he told us." "Kai, then I have to go and meet that messenger of Allah. Where is he?" "He died. He passed away. But he left for us a book on how to worship Allah, not this stone that you put in front of you. Then I will accept the message. This message is really beautiful. For sure, I know somebody created me, but this is the one I met. That's why I'm on it." So they taught him the little they can teach him of the Quran and the little they can teach him of how to worship. After they finished, they stayed with him for some time. When they were going to leave, all the Sahaba said, "Let us not leave him like this. Let us contribute foodstuff and other things, clothing, so that we can give him, since he says he's going to continue to stay here." They contributed all those things they gave him. The man turned and looked at them. He said, "Why are you giving me all this?" He said, "To assist you." He said, "I am disappointed. I was worshipping idol all my life. Allah has never denied me what I would eat. He has never denied me what I will wear. He has never denied me what I will drink. It is now that I now know him, that I'm worshipping him, that he will deny me all this." Because they observed that throughout the night, he was praying. When they teach him how to pray, he did not sleep. He said, "I met my parents worshipping this idol. And when they taught me, I dedicate myself to it. You came to tell me the truth, I pick it. And then Allah now would now want me to depend. No, I'm not taking anything from anybody. Allah will not allow me to suffer in this island. I will continue to stay here and I'll be worshipping the way you have taught me how to worship." The Sahabats came and related this just to teach us that whatever you are doing, thank Allah. Allah cannot abandon somebody who is worshipping him. كلما دخل عليها زكريا المهراب وجد عندها رزقا قال يا مريم أنى لك هذا. Maryam, the mother of Jesus Christ alayhi salatu wasalam, anytime Zakaria came to her where she's worshipping, she will meet different foods and different things there. "Where do you get this?" "Ah, from the one that I'm worshipping. Don't you know that Allah can give without you, really you asking? And whoever asks, Allah will surely give him." Unarika da Zakaria wa Rabbah. From there that Zakaria himself started asking Allah for a child. So if you are worshipping Allah, you say your salah in 5 times daily prayer in Jam'i, you give from this you have zakah, you do your work diligently, you trust in Allah. If you don't have, ask, wallahi, he will not disappoint you. Except if you are greedy. That's what Allah is telling us here. وَمَا يُنَادِيهِمْ فَيَقُولُ مَاذَا جَاءَكُمْ الْمُرْسَلِينَ هَمْ يَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ أَنْبَاءَ يَوْمِ الْقَوْمْ لَا تَسْأَلُونَ فَأَمَنْ تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا فَعَسَيْهِ أَنْ يَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُفْلِحِينَ. So whenever we have done something wrong, we should quickly repent. We should have believed and we should go ahead to do good work. Allah will wipe away. أَتَّعِبُ مِنَ الزَّنْبِ كَمَنْ لَا ذَنْبَ لَهُ. Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the one who has repented from his sin is like one that has no sin at all on him. And in another place, Prophet is saying, Allah is happier to hear the repentance of a sinful person more than one that went inside the desert. And as he sat down to just rest, Before he woke up, he found out that his mount and all his supplies on the mount, on the camel, has run away. It's a desert. Nobody to go to. He goes, he cannot see anywhere where the camel is. He now came back and said, let me go back under the tree and rest. And stay there and die there. As he went and he just slept a bit, he woke up and he saw his camel standing by him. So happy to see his camel back. And he said, Allah, Allahumma, anta abdi wa ana rabbuka. Oh Allah, you are my slave and I'm your Allah. He said it inadvertently out of happiness of seeing his camel that he thought was lost, and he thought himself was going to die. Prophet said, Allah is happier than this man when you repent and tell Allah, I have done wrong, Allah, forgive me. Allah is happier than this man. So if you have done wrong, even if you are in the cult, leave it. Repent to Allah. Allah will come to your aid. Let us not worship idols. Let us not be in the cult that we are looking for. Allah will give it to us. It's enough that Allah has given us health and has given us life. So if we repent, we may be, perchance, be among those that Allah has caused to be among the prosperous. When Allah say, I say, maybe, it is us. If not, whenever Allah says maybe, it must be. When Allah says maybe, they will be among those that are prosperous. They will be among the prosperous. That's the meaning of it.
وَرَبُّكَ يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ وَيَخْتَارُ مَا كَانَ لَهُمُ الْخِيَرَةُ سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ وَتَعَالَى عَمَّا يُشْرِكُونَ
وَرَبُّكَ يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ وَيَخْتَارُ مَا كَانَ لَهُمُ الْخِيَرَةُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى عَمَّا يُشْرِكُونَ Allah now is concluding the training he's giving us after telling us about Prophet Moses and Pharaoh and how he finally destroyed Pharaoh. What are the lessons to learn? Allah is telling us on those lessons, up to the fact that on the day of judgment, everybody will be brought. Those that refuse to abandon idol worshiping, this is what will happen to them. And those that repent, this is what will happen to them. Then he is now telling, he told the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you cannot guide the ones that you love. It is those that there is guidance in their heart, Allah will guide by himself. Allah knows who he guides. Then he is now telling the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Wa Rabbuka, O Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Rabbuka, your Lord, يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ is the one that creates what he wants to create. وَيَخْتَارُ and then he chooses when he creates. مَا كَانَ لَهُمَ الْخِيَارَةُ they are not the one that choose or select. سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى أَمَّا يُشْرِكُونَ Allah is far removed from imperfection. Allah is high above anything you think of. Amma yushrikun, let alone with what they associate with him. Allah is saying here, telling the Prophet here, وَرَبُّكَ يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ وَيَخْتَارُ Even us, when we want to make anything, we choose what we want to make. We choose what we want to buy. We choose what we want to see. You go to the market, you have your money. You say you want to buy cloth. That cloth was made by another human being like you. But you will choose the type of cloth you want. After choosing this type of cloth that you want, and you give it to a tailor to sew for you, you tell this tailor what is the style you want. If, for example, the person selling the cloth, you took the tailor there and said, after I buy this cloth, please give it to this tailor. Then you, this tailor, sew me this type of design. Then you leave. When you came back, you find out that the person selling the cloth gave a different cloth to the tailor. Will you be happy? You chose your cloth. when you ask him, no, after you left, I decided that no, this cloth may be better for you. Or the cloth that you chose is the one he chose and he gave to the tailor. But the tailor decided to do another design. When you ask him, he said, no, when you left, I thought that Kai, this other design may be better than the one you selected. Allah is far from any imperfection. And he created and he chose. He created the stone and he chose that it should be the stone. He created the human being and he said, you will be the human being. He created the tree and he said, this will be the tree. He created the fruit and said, this one will be the fruit. You can't go and change it for him. If creation is not in our hand, but the choice in our hand, then you think that Adam will not have chosen that Kabila should be saved? He will have chosen that Kabila should be saved. And Nabi Nuhu will have chosen that Canaan should be saved. And Nabi Ibrahim will have chosen that Azara, his uncle, should be saved. The same thing, Moses will have chosen that to save Fir'aun. Because apart from the fact that he killed in Egypt and left, Fir'aun was good to him throughout his life. Fir'aun himself was to ask Moses, Alam nurabbika fina walida? Wala bista fina min umrika sinin? Fir'aun, you are the one coming to tell me today that I am no more the God of Egypt. Is it not we that brought you up? And you stayed with us for all this year. Fir'aun was good to him. If Moses was to select, he will have made sure that Fir'aun accept the message of Allah and he becomes one of the followers of Allah's message and still remain a king. But the choice is not with Moses. Look at the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. If the choice was in his hand, you think he would have chosen that Abu Talib should become a Muslim from the first day? He would choose. وَرَبُّكَ يَخَلُكُ مَا يَشَاءُ وَيَخْتَارُ. Allah is the one that creates what he wants and chooses. Allah created the firmaments. Then he chose the highest one of them and said, these are the creations to stay there. He created paradise and said, the mu'min, they are the ones to stay there. He created hell and he said, those disbelievers are the ones to stay there. These are his choice. He created the angels to serve. And from the angels, he chose four of them out. Jibril, you'll be in charge of taking message to the prophet. Why? Mikael, you'll be in charge of holding all the sustenance of all the creations. Whoever is to be given risk or sustenance, it is in your hand. Israfil, all the slates, what is written on it, they are in your hand. Israel, anybody that is going to die, they are in your hand. After he created all the angels, he chose these four and gave them this special position. He created different elements and he chose four among them. The earth, the water, fire, and air. That they are the ones that will serve human beings most of the time. With the earth, they combine with water, they form the human being. They form the food he is eating. When we see the rain, we are happy. They will combine with the earth to give us our food. Then the air, they will bring the rain. We'll breathe it. Then the fire, we use it in cooking our food. They are not the only elements, but these are the ones that Allah has chosen for special purpose. The same way, Allah creates whatever he will create, and he will choose special ones among them to carry out special activities. The same way he chose for us, where is our home? Who is our father? Who is our tribe? What's our color? What's our height? مَا كَانَ لَكُمُ الْخِيَارَةُ. It is not you that chose it. Then Allah quickly added to it, سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى أَمَا يُشْرِكُونَ. Allah is far removed from any imperfection for you to say that you will choose for God. He is one that creates and he is one that chooses. So let us be happy with the choice of Allah and say, رَدَيْتُ بِاللَّهِ رَبَّنْ. We are pleased with Allah, who is the Lord that chose things the way they chose it. He chose it. وَبِي إِسْلَامْ دِينًا. And we submit to him completely in this religion. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam nabiyan, and we are pleased that he selected for us the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to be our own prophet. We should not go ahead and start choosing.
وربك يعلم ما تكن صدورهم وما يعلنون.
وربك يعلم ما تكن صدورهم وما يعلنون. Therefore, O Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if you see that we guide a person, there is a reason for it. If we see that we don't allow somebody to be guided, there's a reason for it. وربك, your Lord, O Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, يعلم ما تكن صدورهم. He knows what is well ingrained inside their heart. وما يعلنون. And he knows what they are saying outside. If Allah searches the heart of a person and he sees that the heart is blind, how will he guide him? فإنها لا تعمل أبصار ولكن تعمل القلوب التي في الصدور. The heart is not what goes blind. Sorry, the eyes is not what goes blind. It is the heart, the mind in the heart that goes blind. If your mind is blind and you cannot see, Allah will not guide you. But the day you open your mind inside your heart to see, then Allah will open guidance for you. That's why Allah is telling the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allah knows what they hide and what they say outside. وَرَبُّكَ يَعْلَمُ مَا يَشَاءُ وَيَخْتَارُ مَا كَانَ لَكُمُ الْخِيَرَةُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى عَمَّا يُشْرِكُونَ وَرَبُّكَ يَعْلَمُ مَا تُكِنُّ صُدُورُهُمْ وَمَا يُعْلِنُونَ. Here, ulama used to say this ayah is very fearful, because what is in our heart, sometimes we ourselves, we don't know. We only know what we are thinking about now. May Allah make it that what is in our heart is what is pleasing to Allah. يَا مُكَلِّبَ الْقُلُوبِ ثَبِّتْ قَلْبِي عَلَى دِينِي. Sayyid Aisha, the Prophet ﷺ used to tell him, if you know the night of Laylatul Qadr, this one prayer that you should say, Ya Mukallib al Kulub, the bit kalbi ala deenik. Oh, the one that the heart of the servant is in his hand and you turn it, let our heart be established in your religion. May Allah forgive all of us. May Allah strengthen our heart. May Allah make our heart to be in this religion. May Allah make us to be happy with the choice of Allah. Sheikh Ibrahim Nias, there is a prayer of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that he used to hold very dear. He said, Allahumma ij'al fi ikhtiyarika ihtiyarina wa la tajal illa ilayka ithrarana. O Allah, let it be that whatever we choose is within your choice. Let it be that whenever we run to anybody, it is to you we run to. Allahumma ij'al fi ikhtiyarika ihtiyarana wa la tajal illa ilayka ithrarana. Oh Allah, whenever we choose, let it be that it is within your choice that we choose. Let it also be that whenever we run, we should not run to anybody but to you. So we should choose from what Allah has chosen for us, and we should always run to Allah. May Allah forgive us. May Allah bring the end to this disease that is paralyzing the world. May Allah strengthen Islam and strengthen Muslims. May Allah forgive our parents. May Allah reward our ulama. May Allah reward the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam for us and the Sahabat. May Allah grant us this Quran, the tilawa of it, the studying of it, and having the knowledge of it. May we listen and may we take the best of what we have listened to. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahmanir Rahim, Maliki Yawmiddin, Iyyaka Na'budu wa Iyyaka Nasta'in, Ihdinas Siratal Mustaqim, Siratal Ladzina An'amta Alayhim غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما أغلق والخاتم لما سبق ناصر الحق والحق والهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم وعلى آله حق قدره ومقداره العظيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.
الله
يا
غيري.